Shalom, shalom, shalom to all of Israel and all of the other nations out there that's going to obtain a certain level of mercy. So let's get into this. The next question we need to ask ourselves is, what are the generations of Edom? Give me Genesis 36, 1 through 5. Genesis 36, 1 through 5.
Genesis 36, 1 through 5.
Okay, come on.
Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom.
Uh-huh.
Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, and Aholibamah, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon, the Hivite, and Bashmath, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebajoth. And Ada bare to Esau Eliphaz, and Bashmath bare Reuel.
Come on.
And Aholibamah bare Jeush, and Jalam, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, which were born unto him in the land of Canaan.
Okay, now skip down to 36, 8 through 9.
Genesis 36, verses 8 through 9. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom.
Okay, come on.
And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir.
Okay, now from there, go down to 15, and I want you to read 15 through 19.
15 through 19. These were dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn son of Esau. Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, Duke Kenaz, Duke Korah, Duke Gatam, and Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Ada. And these are the sons of Reuel, Esau's son, Duke Nahath, Duke Zerah, Duke Shammah, Duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came of Reuel in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Bashmath, Esau's wife.
Okay, come on.
Verse 18. And these are the sons of Aholibamah, Esau's wife, Duke Jeush, Duke Jalam, Duke Korah. These were the dukes that came of Aholibamah, the daughter of Anna, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Esau, who is Edom, and these are their dukes.
So we see that there were dukes. Now, when you're a duke, you have money. So Esau, don't think Esau was poor. Esau had money. Edom had money. You understand what I'm saying? Now from there, we're going to find out what a duke is, so that you know that Esau and Edom is the so-called white man here in America and abroad, okay? And they're also, well, I'll say that. Give me, read up on what a duke is. We want to let everybody know what a duke is, because they never went nowhere. They kept that same title. They just brought it on into today's times. Come on. They modernized it. Come on.
A duke, male, can either be a monarch ranked below the emperor, king, and grand duke ruling over a duchy, or a member of royalty or nobility, historically of highest rank.
See, historically, see that they're going back to the times of Esau back in the biblical days, the Old Testament biblical days, which we know we're still living in the Old Testament, but they think they may try to make it seem like it's not. We're not no longer in the law no more. No, we still living in the law. We still under the law. Come on.
Below princes of nobility and grand dukes.
So what is the order of a monarchy? Give us that.
The order of a monarchy: king, queen, prince, princess, duke, duchess, marquis, marchioness, earl, countess, viscount, viscountess, baron, baroness.
So now, so you see that the order there. So he still got this going to, this is how we can trace him. This is how we know what people are him, because they're following after his model. You see? This is his lineage, the dukes. See, it's still going on today with the empires that set up. You see that? Okay, give me what is a peasant.
A peasant is a pre industrial, agricultural, farm laborer, or a farmer with limited land ownership.
These are the so-called Caucasians that came over here, and the Western settlers, the ones that went to the West Coast and the gold rush and all that. These are them. These are this is the lower echelon of people. I'm dealing with the higher and the lower. Remember, there was no middle class. There is only the haves and the have-nots. We're going back to that again. Even the system that we're under right now, the monetary system that we're under, is a fake, phony system. The IOU notes that we spend every day, they can lose their value tomorrow just like that and not be worth nothing, because it's all just printed money. It's printed off a press. They could print me $1 billion right now. Come on.
A peasant is a pre-industrial agricultural laborer or a farmer with limited land ownership.
See, limited land ownership. That's what they gave them. They gave them, in history, they gave them settlers and their families like $1,000. $1,000 back then. You know how much that'd be equivalent to today? About $1 million. And they gave them land. Meanwhile, we're still enslaved. And you look at them today and you say, dang, they have wealth. If they lose their house, they can just go and stay with their mom and dad. They got a house out in the country. They got a house over here. That's how they were able to obtain those things. And then once, because remember, slave labor. Because the slave owners would have to give so much money into the state every year. And then the state would in turn give that money to these peasants. These are these same Caucasian people living around you, living better than you. Come on.
Peasant is a pre-industrial agricultural laborer or a farmer with limited land ownership.
Uh-huh.
Especially one living in the Middle Ages.
See that thing? See that thing? See? Come on.
Under feudalism and paying rent, tax, fees, or services to a landlord.
You see that thing? See, the majority of our people are doing that today, paying fees, services, and taxes to a landlord. But a lot of them, then, they went from that, the majority of them. Now, they doctors, lawyers, police officers, firefighters, they got houses out in the suburbs, got 3 and 4 nice cars, big giant backyard, property. You see what I'm saying? How were they able to obtain that? Was it done righteously in a proper order? No, they were able to do that because we was being oppressed. And now we, now the devil is trying to deceive our people into trying to chase after something we will never catch in our own strength and time. Trying to obtain what they got wickedly, we're trying to obtain it in a righteous manner, and it can't happen. The only way that we're going to be back on top and on top of them and them on the bottom is that the Lord got to come back and destroy this wicked place and set us up as the rulers. Because their people, we read it up there, what is a duke? Those are the people that's over all of these lands. They're the ones that's making sure that these same peasants that migrated here in the West, right, when we were still enslaved, stay on top of us. Because they set all the order. They set all the laws. Because they are the monarchy. They running things. That's why, and the proof is, look at where America came out of. Out of the Great Britain. These titles are held in Great Britain, in England. Come on.
In Europe, 3 classes of peasants existed.
See where they came from? Same place that these monarchies are set up. They sent them over here, over to this land. Set them up, and then once they were set up and settled, had their farms, cattle, crops, and all that, had it for 100 years, then they said, okay, let the slaves go now. We'll get them some crumbs here and there. See, it's all systematic. All of this was done systematically. That's why when we try to, when we let the devil deceive us into thinking we're fighting, we're going to get some rights now, we're going to be equal to them, or we're going to have a kingdom in their kingdom, the Lord's not going to allow it to happen. Because it was, you were never meant to be with them. You're always meant to be we above and they beneath. But because of sin, watch that. Because of sin, what happened? We got beneath them. It has nothing to do with them. They're just a tool God is using to get us to see that we don't need to be like them. We need to honor our God so he can come back, take them out of power, put us in power. Come on.
In Europe, three classes of peasants existed: slave, serf, and free tenant.
See, they know this. This is in history. So what are they gonna do? They gonna make the slaves, they gonna give us that their old status. Their peasants, the peasants that come from them, they're gonna take them peasants, put them above us, and put us beneath them. Give them our place and give us their place. Jacob and Esau, come on. That perpetual hatred.
A poor farmer of low social status who owns or rents a small piece of land for cultivation, chiefly in historical use or with reference to subsistence farming in poorer countries. An ignorant, rude, or unsophisticated person.
See the thing? Doesn't the Bible say, I believe it's in Job, it says that Esau he's a foolish person. He's a foolish man. This is what this is talking about. It's explaining to you his character, how he is. Come on.
A person of low social status.
See? Of low, like I said, we taught them mannerisms and everything. Our people. We taught, even during the slavery period, our people had the highest levels of mannerisms. We fought against the slave owners, but we were rebellious to the slave owners because we knew we weren't supposed to be under them. That's just like Nat Turner in that movie. Nat Turner realized something. He studied the scriptures. He said, wait a minute. We the people of God. Why are we beneath and why are they above us? That's the reason why Nat Turner did what he did. You see what I'm saying? So that's the reason why we, as the people of God, must wake up and come to the realization, come to the truth of the knowledge of God, that the Lord never intended for them to be over us. They're only over us because of our rebellious ways. Okay, come on.
Peasants left the farms to work in industry.
Now, we want to know what feudalism was, okay? Because in the first paragraph it said, one living in the Middle Ages under feudalism and paying rent. So let's find out what feudalism is.
The feudal system was just like an ecosystem.
See that thing? Now you know how the ecosystem works with the sunlight, the water, the soil, and how the plant comes up if it gets water and sunlight. Okay, so it's a system, right? So what does Edom use? Edom uses a system. They're systematic at how they do things in this life concerning us and concerning their people. Come on.
Without one level, the entire system will fall apart.
You see that thing? Without the dukes, the peasants could not be the middle class. That's why they say that the middle class has got to be taken out. Because they know that there's not supposed to be a middle class. Not according to God's order. Satan set that up for deception purposes. But there's never been a middle class. There's always been the haves and the have-nots. But for the sake of oppressing Israel and keeping Israel lost about who they are, they had to set up a middle class. And they had to take these peasants that came over here from England and set them up as the middle class in America. Come on.
The hierarchies were formed up of four main parts. Monarchs, lords, ladies, nobles, knights, and peasants, serfs.
See, they are part of the system, so they have to give these peasants a place in society. Because they help the peasants to keep us down. The true lords. The true masters. The true gods. Now you understand why racism ain't going nowhere. Racism is a systematic tool. It's part of feudalism. See, when you understand? Come on. It brings consolation to the soul. When you know something, imagine a person out there, they got a picket sign. Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter! Now you imagine that person sitting here learning this. They're gonna leave here with a total different perspective. But as long as they don't notice, Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter! Equal rights! Equal rights! Come on!
Each of the levels depended on each other on their everyday lives.
Do you see this? KKK, I need you to get out there and have a KKK rally. With the sheets over your head and with the flaming torches. Get out there. These politicians talking to them behind the scenes. I need you to get out there, skinheads, and I need you to do a rally in D.C. Talk about niggers and make sure you say that word aloud, loud. Now we on the other side of the world looking at this on TV. Hate them niggers, get out of our country. And we wonder, now we ain't focusing on what we don't know. We focusing on what we see. Them wicked bastards. Can't stand them, I hate them. Not realizing, this is feudalism. It's all set up. It's all a game. And we are in the middle of that game looking like a fool. Because we lack what? What is it we lacking? Understanding. Because why? We did not study to show ourselves approved of God. Here's a system set up right up under our nose, but we would never know. Okay, let's move on. How much time? We making some good time? What time we got? Oh yeah, woo! We make some good time. Okay, so can Esau inherit eternal life? The answer is no. Give me Hebrews 12, 14 through 17. And when I say that, a percentage of Esau will get in the kingdom and they will have to serve the children of Israel for 1,000 years. We serve them for 400 some years. The Lord gonna make them serve us for double, for our trouble, right? Because he a good guy like that, right? Okay, so they will serve us, right? They will get, that's the only way they can get the kingdom, the Edomites, right? After that 1,000 years, they're gonna be all put to death. The Lord's gonna let us know when we need to do it. Because really and truly, every time we look at their faces, even though they're servants, handmaids, you know, they might give us a little smirk every now and then. Well, you know how when you have somebody serving you, right, and they might give you a little smirk, you know, that smirk of mean, yeah, niggas, we used to have y'all, you know, in chains. Now, we all servants. It's all good. Ain't no big deal. We gonna come back eventually. That's why the Lord's got to put them out their misery. You see what I'm saying? Because every now and then, they might get that, they might have that thought. You see, because they're not going to have the new minds that we're going to have. We ain't going to remember none of that pain and none of that. But with them around, they might arouse some of those thoughts. So that's the reason why they got to be put to death. You know what I'm saying? Because eventually they're going to get tired of serving us and they're going to try to rebel. You know? come on.
Hebrews 12, 14 through 16?
17.
14 through 17.
Uh-huh.
Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled.
You see that thing? This is the reason why Esau's not going to be able to get to have eternal life, because that root of bitterness might spring up in us because of him or because of her. We might remember what happened to us because they might try to reteach us that history. You see, because they're jealous of us being on top again. You see how that works? I'm telling you, man, this is some deep stuff, man. This is some deep stuff. Okay, so go ahead.
Verse 16, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau.
See, he's a profane person. You know, come on.
Who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing.
He could have inherited the blessing, but
he was rejected.
He was rejected. Why?
For he found no place of repentance.
He didn't repent. Remember when we went into the law and it showed you what a woman must do to repent? He never repented. He kept that perpetual hatred for us. Come on.
Though he sought it carefully with tears.
He cried. See how the devil, he can cry. The devil can cry. You know what I'm saying? I'm so sorry. But is that what the Lord said? Is that what the Lord said, how you should be sorry? You see what I'm saying? So who are these people and what is their purpose? Who are these people and what are their purpose?
They are the people of the Lord's curse, and they were created to prepare us for our coming king and destruction.
You see that thing? Now give me Isaiah 34 and 5. Let's see if that's true. Let's see if that's true. Isaiah 34 and 5. Isaiah 34 and 5. Let's see if this is true, what was said.
Isaiah 34 and 5.
Come on.
For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Idumea.
Uh-huh. Idumea is who?
Esau.
And who?
Edom.
That's right. Come on.
And upon the people of my curse.
You see that thing? Come on.
To judgment.
To judgment. Now let's see if the second part is true. Give me Romans 9, 9 through 26. Romans 9, 9 through 26. Let's see if the second part is true.
Romans 9, 9 through 26.
Uh-huh.
For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born.
See, this for the children being not yet born. So it had nothing to do with the children, this choice that was made. Come on.
Neither having done any good or evil.
Neither having done any good or evil. Come on.
That the purpose of God, according to election, might stand.
This is who God elected. He elected Esau as the wicked. He elected Jacob as the righteous. Before they even committed a wicked act or a righteous act, he already made it known. He decreed this as a king. Come on.
Not of works,
uh-huh,
but of him that calleth.
See, because remember, he's the father of spirits. Come on.
It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger.
Come on.
As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
Now you see, that goes to show you right there, without humility as the older brother. Let's use a real life example here. If you were operating in pride, right? And if you were operating in pride, I'm not saying you are. But if you were operating in pride and that statement was said to you, read that statement again.
The elder shall serve the young.
If you was operating in pride, how would you feel?
Threatened.
You would feel threatened, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, now act like you're Esau and he's Jacob, right? Now, ain't that how Esau's feeling? You see what I'm saying? You see that thing? That's why he has a perpetual hatred, because he knows the prophecy. It ain't gonna change. Even though he's set up, even though the dukes are set up in power, they're the monarchy, they know the prophecy. Come on.
As it is written, Jacob have I loved.
Uh-huh.
But Esau have I hated.
Come on.
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God?
See? So we know that God is not unrighteous, right? So they know that this thing is bound to happen, for sure. Come on.
God forbid.
Mm-hmm.
For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy.
The Lord said, I chose to have mercy on Jacob. Come on.
And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
And he gonna have compassion on whom we will have compassion. Come on.
So then, it is not of him that willeth.
It's not of him that willeth. What does that mean? This ain't up to Jacob or Esau. I'm gonna do work, so I'm gonna earn that spot that Jacob got, so Jacob will lose it. That's what it's saying there. Read it again.
So then, it is not of him that willeth.
It is not of him that willeth. Come on.
Nor of him that runneth.
Nor of him that does works. Running represents works. Right? Come on.
But of God.
But of God. Because who? God is the one ordained what will happen with Jacob and what will happen with Esau. Come on.
That showeth mercy.
That's right. Come on.
For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee.
The former Egypt and Pharaoh were used as an example of the future Egypt and Pharaoh. That God does everything for a purpose, decently and in order. Read that again.
For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh,
uh-huh,
even for this same purpose have I raised thee up,
uh-huh,
that I might show my power in thee.
What the Lord is saying, the Lord is so raw. He said, I gave you this great empire just to destroy it. Can't understand that, can you? The Lord said, I had my people enslaved under you because I know that they can do the work that y'all Egyptians probably could never accomplish. I put them under you to build this great kingdom. Ain't that what we did here in North America? Slaves and the souls of men. First stocks on the stock market were slaves and the souls of men. Read that again. Read it again.
For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up.
The Lord raised up Babylon, America. He built it on the backs of slaves and souls of men from Israel. But
that I might show my power in thee.
That I might show my power in thee. Come on.
And that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
Is it being declared throughout all the earth right now? No. Not with fear, it's not. People might be saying, hey, I love the Lord, I love the... But they don't really mean it. But in this day, when the Lord destroys this place, you remember how the merchants were out in the sea when they saw it being destroyed with fire? You remember that, right? What they responded with? They were like, oh, how about the fallen? You see, this is how it's going to be. Then everybody's going to be real. Then when they see them nuclear blasts, when they see them mushroom clouds, when they see them tsunamis coming in on the land, they are going to be realer than real. It's coming, Israel. Come on.
Verse 18.
Uh-huh.
Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy.
See? Therefore, seeing the results of the former Babylon, he gonna have mercy on whom he will have mercy. Because once I sanction this thing, nobody can stop it. Once I put my signet in that wax and told that archangel to carry it out, nobody could take it. Nobody will stop it. Come on.
And whom he will, he hardeneth.
See, he's hardening Edom. Why do you think President Trump, look it up when you get a chance, why do you think President Trump signed the Space Force bill? Why do you think? They're getting prepared to fight against the Lord. Come on.
Verse 19.
But they're going to be broken without hand, Israel. Come on.
Thou wilt say then unto me.
Uh-huh.
Why doth he yet find fault?
So now, Esau is saying to the Lord, okay, well, if you already predestined us, if you already predestined me to be destroyed, why are you finding fault in me and with me being a devil? We're finna find out. Read it.
For who hath resisted his will?
See, he said, I'm only being a devil like you made me. But watch this. Come on.
Nay, but, oh man.
No, but, oh man.
Come on. Who art thou that repliest against God?
Well, I'll tell you, Lord, right anymore. He said, shut your mouth up, boy. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Lord, man, boy, come on.
Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it?
Come on.
Why hast thou made me thus?
He's saying, Wigga, you just do what I told you to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear no back talk. Come on. You know how a child try to talk back to the parent on the slick tip, try to get some words back. Come on. We know when y'all trying to do that. Come on.
Hath not the potter power over the clay?
Come on.
Of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor?
Come on.
What if God?
So what Esau was trying to do, the same thing he did. The same thing he did back there when it came to him losing the blessing with Jacob. He said, Father, give me a blessing too. He said, this is the same thing he was just been trying to do, God. He was trying to squirm out of that and trying to get some mercy and try to get it in, you know, get a little mercy. No, devil, you ain't worthy of no mercy. I'm going to give you. I want you to get even more devilish. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, the Lord right with it, man. You know, that's why he says, read verse 22 again. The Lord said he wants you. Didn't he say, I'd rather you be hot or cold? He said, I want you to be flaming hot. You know what I'm saying? I want you to be cold as ice. You know what I'm saying? When I come back. You know what I'm saying? So I can do what I need to do and how I need to do it. You know what I'm saying? Come on, because I'm going to show everybody that it's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Hallelujah. Come on.
Kind. What if God, willing to show his wrath,
uh-huh,
and to make his power known?
That's what he want to do on this wicked kingdom. He want to show his power. So he want them to get all the weapons and everything they can. He wants you to be filled with hate to the brim. I'm telling you, man, I'm getting excited about this message. Come on.
What if God, willing to show his wrath,
uh-huh,
and to make his power known, endure with much long suffering?
The Lord has been itching for this. He been sitting on his throne, man, repositioning himself. He ready to get up off that throne, man, and said, let's go. Man, I'm telling you, man, you gotta understand what's going down. You got, and his angels is ready to draw their swords too. They ready. Come on, they ready to put this place's lights out completely. Come on.
Endure with much long suffering.
But he long suffered with this wicked kingdom. He long suffered with them. You know, I don't know what era that it is that Egypt, we gotta find that out, because that's not BC. Or is that BC? No, that's not BC. It's a period before BC. We gotta figure out what period that was. You remember what I'm talking about? Because it was on like a calendar. We're going to find out. That's interesting. Another interesting thing I want to bring out too for Israel. Come on.
Endure with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction.
See, didn't he say one was for wrath? He said these Edom is fitted for destruction. This is the son of perdition. That's how I know we ain't supposed to be following his ways. But we gonna get destroyed with him if we take after him.
Con.
I'm trying to save some of Israel. But you gotta do it. You gotta come to the light. You gotta see this thing for what it is and say, hey, I repent. I ain't following this man no more. This man is trouble. Come on.
And that he might make known the riches of his glory.
And that he might make known his riches of glory. Don't that sound good? Come on.
On the vessels of mercy.
See? The vessels of mercy. I'm one of them vessels. telling you, man, I can't wait. Come on.
Which he had afore prepared unto glory.
He prepared us aforetime. It's prophetic that we would get the kingdom. Second Esdras, the world to come is Jacob's. For Esau is the end of this world, and Jacob is the beginning of the one to come. Come on.
Even us, whom he hath called.
See? Come on.
Not of the Jews only.
Not of the Jews only. That was the southern kingdom. But also
of the Gentiles?
The northern kingdom who fell away. We see that happened right after Solomon's reign. Because the Lord said, I came but for only the lost tribes of Israel. Come on.
As he saith also in O.C.
Uh-huh.
I will call them my people.
I will call them my people. Come on.
Which were not my people.
Niggas. Spicks. Come on.
And her beloved.
Uh-huh.
Which was not beloved.
We didn't feel no love here. That's why in the streets you were always, I always hear the brothers and sisters say, man, ain't no love in these streets. Don't nobody love us. Black people. This is a beautiful story. This is a beautiful story. Come on.
And it shall come to pass.
And it shall come to pass.
That in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people.
That's not only in North America. That's primarily in North America, because Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, the southern kingdom, are the leaders of the 12 tribes. So we represent, whatever happens to us represents what happens to all the tribes. That's why it says here, come on, therefore in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people. You are not the real Jews. Come on.
There shall they be called the children of the living God.
Before Esau is destroyed completely, they're going to confess, y'all are the children of God. They're already doing it right now in places. You go on the internet, it's Edomites all over the place confessing that we the real children of God. Come on.
Esaias also crieth concerning Israel.
Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel. What does he say?
Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea.
Uh-huh.
A remnant shall be saved.
A remnant's gonna be saved. Come on.
For he will finish the work.
Uh-huh.
And cut it short in righteousness.
Come on.
Because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth.
See? He said in 1 hour. In 1 hour, this place is gonna be destroyed. Read that again.
For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness.
Uh-huh. Now there he's talking about the work of the one-third being gathered unto him. That's going to happen fast, too, because the chariots are going to teleport us up in the beams. We're going to go up in droves into these beams. Come on.
Because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth.
Because he's going to gather us somewhere on this planet. He's going to have groups, clusters of us gathered together. And he's going to send a chariot. The angels are going to know exactly where we are because they got that type of technology. They're going to know exactly where we are, and they're going to come and get us from where we are, whether we're out in the woods, whether we're out in the park, whether we're at a home, wherever they're at, the chariot's going to come over that place, and it's going to beam us up out of there. And then all the chariots are going to gather back together with all of us in them, and then the total destruction is going to come on this place. Come on.
And as Esaias said before,
uh-huh,
except the Lord of Sabaoth.
Where you at right now?
Verse 29.
Oh man, we kept on going. We were supposed to keep, it's getting good. If y'all want to read that, it got good to us. If y'all want to read that, Israel, y'all just pick back up. Just read Romans 9. All right. So this is the real reason why our people are killed by Edom. Okay. Give me a precept. Romans 13, 1 through 5. I'm sorry. This is the reason why our people are killed by Edom.
Romans 13, 1 through 5.
Uh-huh.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers.
Let every soul, every individual, whether you man, woman, boy, or girl, be subject unto the higher powers. Why? Come on.
For there is no power but of God.
This is God. This is the Most High indirectly using the so-called white man to set up an authority directly to correct you. That's the reason why I tell you, everything you do at home as sons and daughters concerning your parents, if you're disobedient and rebellious, you're setting yourself up for death or failure. Read that again.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Where'd you have to do that first? At home. Come on.
For there is no power but of God.
Even at home, there was always no power but that of God. If you have a dad, if you're a single parent house, and all you got is your mom, and she trying to do things righteously, or all you got is your dad, he trying to do things righteously. Notice that God set them up. God wants you to obey them, not give them a hard time, not give them headaches, not give them heartache. He wants you to obey them as you were obeying him. Come on.
The powers that be are ordained of God.
See that thing? That parent is ordained of God if they're training you up the way you should be trained up in the scriptures. And then you have some who have no knowledge of the scriptures. They don't know what they're supposed to be doing. God, the Lord, will send someone to them to show them how they should be living. Like this broadcast is going across the airways. There are a lot of our people in different countries. There are a lot of our people in different states, cities, that's hearing this broadcast and saying, you know what? I thank the Most High for this word that's coming across the airways. I'm going to take this teaching and I'm going to apply this to my house. You see what I'm saying? The Lord will have mercy and he will guide them in their homes with solid teaching. You see that thing? Okay, come on.
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power.
But that child, in the meantime, while that parent is trying to get themselves right as far as their understanding with God's word, they're still supposed to honor that parent as their parent. Come on.
Resisteth the ordinance of God.
Read that one more time.
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power.
Whoever resists that power that God has set up over you for that time or whatever, come on.
Resisteth the ordinance of God.
You're resisting the ordinance of God. Come on.
And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
I don't need to explain that. Come on down.
For rulers are not a terror to good works.
These police officers are not a ruler. They're rulers. Read that again. Sorry.
For rulers are not a terror to good works.
But police officers are not a terror to those that's living godly. That's what they're saying. There's only one good, right? So they're not a terror to those that's living good, but who are they a terror to? Come on.
But to the evil.
See that thing? Come on.
Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power?
You see? You see that thing? See our people, even the young people, they be out there, come on, you damn pig, F you, get the F out of my neighborhood. You see how they be doing that? Who are they really doing that to? God. That's why they get pow, 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 nigga. We getting the knowledge here. If it happens to us, cause we follow wicked niggas. We want to be cool like the wicked niggas, right? Read that one more time.
For rulers are not a terror to good works.
They not a terror to people that's doing godly things. Come on.
But to the evil.
Because you know what? We not gonna be out there in no damn Black Lives Matter rally. We know better. I don't give a damn if you do have a chick out there. She fine, got a big booty, got giblets on her. She wearing a tight suit and saying, come on, you want to go out here with me? No, thank you. Go ahead, read that again. Because really, this is what it is. Come on.
For rulers are not a terror to good works.
Rulers are not a terror to good works. Come on.
But to the evil.
But to the evil. What makes us evil? We ain't got to be doing nothing fantastic to make us evil. We just got to not be obeying God's word. Come on.
Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power?
That's why. That's like when the camps be out there calling out Edom, calling them the devil. Devil just means deceiver. But that word just hurts them. They don't want to hear that word. Don't call me a devil. I'm not a devil. You are I won't call you a devil. Deceiver. Is that okay? You see what I'm saying? So either way it goes, you still being called the same thing. Come on.
Do that which is good.
Do that which is good. Why?
And thou shalt have praise of the same.
You see that thing? The Lord is going to praise you. He's going to bless you for doing that goodness. Being godly. Being godly.
Come on. For he is the minister of God to thee for good.
See, that police officer, the one that in the future would have killed you and shot you down like a dog. This is crazy, ain't it? This is weird, ain't it? Here it is, they're shooting our people down in the streets, but the Lord is saying he's a minister to you for good. How can that be, Lord? He's explaining it to you. Are you listening? Read it again. Go up to three. How is this police officer, how is Chauvin a good police officer, Lord, the one that was on my boy George Floyd neck and killed him? How's he a good police officer? Come on.
For rulers are not a terror to good works.
That he would have never been on his neck if he hadn't had a history of being a wicked nigga. With the Lord, that is. To us, he may have been, what up, George, man? How you doing, bro, man? I ain't seen you in a long time, man. You still making those porno movies, though, man? Can I get one? He may have been cool as cool on the block, like you say. Cool. Come on.
But to the evil.
Now, who's keeping track of this in this world? Who's keeping track of the evil? You see a lot of people talking about the evil, or you see a lot of people talking about other things? When you go on social media, what do you see? Are they saying, these are some wicked people in this society, I hate this wicked society? Or are they adding to the wickedness? Read it again.
For rulers are not a terror to good works.
So that means that the Lord is the one that's keeping tabs of all these things, and so are the devils. The devils and the angels, they the ones that's taking all the notes. I have the report, Lord. Come on.
But to the evil,
come on.
Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power?
The Lord, that's why the Lord lets them let go of that thing on you. I'm telling you, that's why he let them let it go. Empty it up. Put another one in there. Let it go. Because they ain't listening. They being wicked niggards. Read that again.
For rulers are not a terror to good works.
Rulers are not a terror to godly people. Godly works. But, come on.
To the evil.
To the evil Negro. Come on.
Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power?
So you ain't gonna be afraid of that? Come on.
Do that which is good.
Be godly. Obey the commands. Come on.
And thou shalt have praise of the same.
And you shall have praise of the same. You know why? Because you're going to still be living. You're going to still be breathing. You're going to still be able to give God praise. You're going to still be in the land of the living. What does Solomon say? When the dead can no longer praise you. Didn't he say that? Yeah. The dead can no longer praise you now, Lord. So while I yet live. Come on.
For he is the minister of God to thee for good.
He's my minister. I'm the one that said, kill that wicked nigga. Come on.
But if thou do that which is evil.
Oh, there it come. See, when I told you everything you practice here. Everything you practice here, brother, it's gonna slip out there. When you despise what I told you to do when I left the house, and you said, I ain't doing that, it's gonna slip out there. You might get away a couple of times and it'd be a close call. You talked right, you act right, but at some point, what if you just had an argument with a female that the Lord sent your way and to turn the heat up on you? And then all of a sudden, you look in the rearview mirror and guess who's pulling you over? Esau! I'm telling you, man, this thing is wrong. A lot wrong with it, boy. I'm telling you. That's the reason why we better do what the Lord tell us to do. The hell with what anybody else is talking about. Read that again.
But if thou do that which is evil.
If you do that which is evil, come on.
Be afraid.
Be afraid. Why should you be afraid? Come on.
For he beareth not the sword in vain.
That police officer don't bear the sword in vain. That sword is there for the wicked nigga. That's what the Lord is saying. I gotta preach. Don't get mad at the messenger. You know what I'm saying? Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just the messenger. The Yankees are coming! The Yankees are coming! Death is coming to the wicked nigger! Death is coming to the wicked nigger! Come on.
For he is the minister of God.
He is the minister of God. Now you say, that he's talking about the same police officer that shot that brother in the street? Yes, I am. Read it again.
For he is the minister of God.
He's the minister of God, the Most High. You remember the one that wanted to kill us all and just start over again? It's not too hard to believe that, is it? Come on.
A revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil.
That's what it all boils down to. Nigga, you was rebellious in your house with your daddy. Now you rebellious with this cop. I done had enough. Kill the nigga. That's it. Done. Send forth the righteous spirit to replace that nigga. I'm serious. This what the Lord does, boy. He takes them out and he puts them in. He removes them and he injects them. I'm telling you, Israel, you're going to get this, hopefully, before it's too late. Hold on. Now, we covered that. I got to calm down because I'm excited. You know, whenever the word connects like this, man, you can't help but get excited. Because you understand what the word's saying now. Before you was confused. I wonder what that means. Now we can deal with the great red dragon in Revelation 12. Let's go to the great red dragon in Revelation. Now that we know all of this stuff, let's get this. Revelation 12, 1 through 9. Let's deal with that. Revelation 12, 1 through 9.
Revelation 12, 1 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth.
We're going to find out who the sun, who the moon is, and who the 12 stars are. Come on.
And pain to be delivered.
Pain to be delivered, come on.
And there appeared another wonder in heaven.
Uh-huh.
And behold, a great red dragon.
A great red dragon, which means this was a big dragon. It was a lot of people of the same race. Come on.
Having 7 heads and 10 horns.
It was, come on.
And 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven.
Come on.
And did cast them to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered.
Come on.
For to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God.
We know who that child is. That's the Christ. Come on.
And to his throne.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
That's in America. The Lord said he would give us a little sanctuary, didn't he? We're being taken care of right here in America. That's what it's talking about right there. Give me, first of all, let's deal with this. Who is the sun, moon, and stars here? Who is the sun, moon, and stars? Go to Genesis 37, 5 through 11. Genesis 37, 5 through 11. Let's find out who that is. Genesis 37, 5 through 11.
Genesis 37, 5 through 11.
Listen up.
And Joseph dreamed a dream.
Uh-huh.
And he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed.
Hold on, Israel. We're going to have to break this up into a third part. We'll be right back. Shalom.
Shalom.